Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome into it. This is Trail Tidbits of AllQuest.com recruiting mini podcast. I am Eric Kane, just throwing these lobs over to Matt Ray, who takes them home, slam dunk. And we're going to talk about some latest in 2025s, 26s. Tennessee just got a commit. What's coming up this weekend for Tennessee and Georgia? So, obviously, Matt, last weekend, Tennessee did not host any visitors due to you got to penalize yourself one SEC game from the Jeremy Pruitt punishments. So that was this past week in Mississippi State. So not catching up with recruits leaving town or anything like that. But before the weekend started, Tennessee did get a commit, as I mentioned, for the class of 2026. Feels like we're always talking linebackers right now.
Yeah.
Why did Braylon Outlaw decide to go ahead and make Tennessee his home?
Yeah, you know, I think he camped here back in the summer and had a really good experience with Tennessee then. They offered around that time, and communication's just been really good between Tennessee, William Inge, and Braylon Outlaw. You know, he continued to like what he saw in that piece. It was really important to him. And then he made his way to town for the Alabama game, and it was one of those games that, you know, kind of the further it got away from for him, that feeling didn't go away, right? I mean, we talk about a lot of times once you're in town for a visit or if you take a game day in, you know, a lot of times by Wednesday, Thursday, that feeling starts to fade a little bit. Obviously, it's still a good experience for him. That, you know, high remained, and he felt like he wanted to be at Tennessee. And I think a lot of it, you know, has to do with his fit and the way that he can fit into the system. He's a guy that can be a three-down linebacker, can play both of those, you know, roles for Tennessee's defense over time as he continues to grow. And I think there's just a lot of things that line up, and Tennessee checked a lot of boxes from June to, you know, here the 1st of November with his, you know, him making a decision.
And you look at that 26 class, I mean, of course, it's got little ways to go, but, man, they've been adding to it here lately. I mean, what a start for this 26 class for Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a class that, I mean, is off to a really good start. I mean, they added some pieces in the 2025 class last year before the end of the season. But it feels like this time around it's different because, I mean, you have Carson Snead already committed. You have Faison Brandon already committed. Brandon Anderson already committed. Braylon Outlaw. I mean, the list is starting to stack up for Tennessee. They're off to a really good start. Obviously, I forgot Tyreek King there. But you know, you've already got a handful of four stars and a top linebacker target already committed in this class. So, you know, we talked about it at length. You know, here, Tennessee didn't really get guys to campus at the first of the year. You had a handful of guys in, you know, September 14th for Kent State, but then everything was very backloaded. And, you know, not just from a recruiting standpoint, but on the field, Tennessee had to have results in those weekends, and they had the results on the field. That played a big portion, you know, impact into them being able to have some results off the field, and they're building a lot of momentum on the recruiting trail right now. And 2026 is a class that's, you know, starting to stack up like it could be special.
Yeah, yeah, there's UTC game, you had Kent State game, of course you have the neutral site game. So you didn't really hit your home recruiting window until you got, you know, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, kind of that stretch, and then so on and so forth. There's a game against UTEP coming up later in the season, but of course that's non SEC. But yeah, I mean, you get your quarterback for that class, and Faison's a really, really good one. Of course, Tyree King, who committed here recently, Carson Steed, as you mentioned, Brandon Anderson, Tyson Bacon, defensive line. I mean, you already hit a number of different spots, linebacker, D-line, O-line, tight end, wide receiver, and quarterback. So again, a really strong start to 2026. Let's go back to 2025. Tennessee, of course, trying to finish off this class, polish some things up here before National Signing Day. What's the latest with 25 targets? And the one that everybody's going to be asking about, of course, is Isaiah Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah Campbell this weekend is still expected to take his official visit to North Carolina, you know, to see the nearby home state program. And, you know, from there, it pretty much goes into decision-making mode for him. You know, as we kind of get closer to the finish line, a lot of things continue to line up with Isaiah Campbell in Tennessee. Conversations remain really good. You know, this weekend is one that we've said for some time, you just cannot discount North Carolina. I mean, he's a guy that it takes very in-depth look at programs. He studies everything out. They're close by. He's got good relationships there. So he's going to give them a deep look this weekend. But, you know, right now, here's the time of this recording. It continues to feel like things between Isaiah Campbell and Tennessee sit pretty well.
Anybody else for the class of 2025 that Tennessee's continuing to look at and trying to, again, try to finish off this class that's still ranked inside of the top 10 and has 23 commits, I believe, in the class right now?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, DeJuan Morris was in town. For the Kentucky game, he'll be back in town when Tennessee returns home for UTEP for their final home game of the season. That will be an official visit, and, you know, things have continued to go well there. But USC's not going to just let him, you know, ride off into the sunset, and it seems like we say that about every recruit, but he's a coveted guy. They really value him, and they're trying to hold pieces of their class together right now. You know, different guys, obviously they're fighting hard for Julian Lewis and then having to fight Tennessee pretty hard for DeJuan Morris. They were out to see him this past week during the evaluation period for his first round playoff game. So they're trying to reiterate to him that he is a priority, but, you know, Tennessee continues to make strides in this recruitment, and you know, they'll have another chance when he's in town the weekend of November 23rd for his official visit. And then from there, you know, he's got to make a final decision pretty quickly. You know, a signing period opens right there in the 1st of December, around December 4th, I want to say. So he's got to make a decision pretty quickly. And Tennessee right now still appears to have momentum heading into that official visit.
So, again, not a whole lot going on right now because, you know, you're not talking to kids, you know, leaving campus or getting ready to come to campus. But kind of what's next for Tennessee? Obviously, Tennessee-Georgia, game's going to be in Athens. Georgia's continuing to recruit a couple of different Tennessee commitments right now pretty hard. So, you know, what's the latest there with Shady Hayward, Christian Gass? And then, you know, what's next for Tennessee in terms of recruiting?
Yeah, so, you know, I think with – you know, Tennessee, obviously we mentioned the two main guys in 2025, DeJuan Morris, Isaiah Campbell, but, you know, you got Jaden Perlotti still hanging out. Tennessee's in contact with Texas safety Zalus Hicks, who just reclassified to 2025. We talked about him last week on the show. You know, the Vols are very much in that race now. You know, he's not locked in an official visit date yet to see them, but he's working on a pretty condensed timeline. Tennessee set to get an official visit. Texas is obviously going to get an official visit from him. We will see who else gets an official visit. You know, and then as far as Jaden Perlotti, you know, he's one Tennessee just continues to have contact with. You know, that's kind of always been the case with him, dating back to when he was committed to Georgia. He was still having contact with multiple programs. Florida State, it appeared, had momentum at one time. Auburn, it appeared, had momentum at one time. You know, that was in the winter and in the spring, and then things kind of cooled down. He took official visits during the summer up at Tennessee during that time. It appeared they had, you know, momentum. But, you know, things kind of cooled off. And then he ultimately ended up committing and flipping from Georgia to USC. Several programs have stayed in contact with him. And I think there's cautious optimism, you know, from those programs that he doesn't end up at USC. But if he doesn't end up at USC, where does he end up at? I mean, obviously Tennessee now has three linebackers committed in this class. They would certainly take Jaden Harmon, you know, and he's got Perlotti. Jaden Perlotti to go along with Jaden Harmon, Christian Gass, Brendan Ames. You know, so it's
but Harmon, essentially Harmon took his spot whenever Perlotti didn't come.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Tennessee was recruiting Perlotti hard over the summer. Jaden Harmon had committed to Alabama, and Tennessee circled back around to Jaden Harmon after Jaden Perlotti, you know, ultimately opted for USC. You know, but we'll see. He's got a really strong bond with William Inge, and he's a guy that says, you know, all the right things as he talks to these coaches and gets out on these visits. You know, so he's definitely one worth watching at this point in the cycle. You know, again, we'll just kind of see how bad he doesn't want to be at USC. But, you know, a really good, really dynamic linebacker that, you know, several of these programs around the Southeast would definitely be interested in adding here late.
At this time, I know it's, you know, impossible to answer because it changes by the minute, but do you have any idea if Shady Hayward or Christian Gass is going to be at the game? And, you know, what would a Georgia win sway them in any way? Would a Tennessee win sway them in any way? Kind of what could they get out of this weekend for one program or the other?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good question. I've heard from Christian Gass this week, and he tells me that as of right now, he should be in attendance at this game. That's kind of always been the plan for him. It's really kind of been the plan for Shady Hayward here for a little while as well. Both of those guys have continued to look at Georgia, look at Tennessee. That's really where the decisions came down to for them, you know, back in the summer. I mean, Georgia's continued to recruit them, right? So, you know, we'll see if they both make it in. I think there's probably a good chance that they do. But as far as how much does a win, if it goes in Georgia's favor, sway them, I'm not going to say it sways them any more, you know, than it would a win going in Tennessee's favor. I think they're both just studying the game, studying the position, studying the programs, and kind of trying to finalize some details here. You know, but I just don't think if Georgia beats Tennessee, then you can just automatically say, oh, pencil Christian Gass and Shady Hayward into that class. I think, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, Tennessee's done a really good job with both of those guys. They've recruited them the right way. They've recruited them hard. They've survived some pushes, you know, from Georgia, obviously other schools at different times. You have to continue recruiting them the way that they have, continue recruiting the family the way that you have. It's definitely a certain comfort level for both of those guys in Knoxville. And Tennessee will try to get them back for the UTEP game most likely. Is that possible? We'll see. I think Gass's team and, you know, Shady's team are going to make deep playoff runs. So that's going to make it a little bit harder to get them into town for, you know, an afternoon kickoff, you know, later in the month. But we'll see. You know, I think overall Tennessee has just continued to do a nice job with both of those guys. You can't discount Georgia. You can't discount the home state program. But they've both seen tremendous atmospheres from Tennessee, you know, throughout the year, both in town for Georgia or for Florida and Alabama games. You know, so at the end of the day, if you're Tennessee, you've got to rely on your relationships and just continue to recruit them the way that you have. And I don't think this weekend is going to be a deal breaker either way it goes for either one of those guys. But obviously, it's a big visit. I mean, you're not going to discount Georgia until this thing's done, and they're going to recruit both of these guys until the finish line.
Obviously, everything you need to know about where Tennessee stands with certain prospects, where Tennessee stands entering the next phase of the recruiting calendar, all that and more, VolQuest.com. And, of course, with our buddy Matt Ray and Austin Price. No better time to join us over at VolQuest.com than right now. $1 for 7 days and 50% off your first year if you're listening to us. Thank you. That's awesome. If you're not a member of VolQuest.com, though, you're truly missing out. Tons of recruiting nuggets that are sprinkled in there throughout the week from Matt and Austin and so much more. So, go ahead and take advantage of that deal today and join us over at VolQuest.com. We ended the VolQuest podcast yesterday talking a little bit of Yellowstone. So in honor of that, you weren't there and Austin made fun of you. So in honor of that, what show are you watching right now? And, kind of what's taking up your time at night right now?
Well, we're rewatching Yellowstone.
Okay.
So we'll be caught back up by the weekend, watch the first episode of, you know, the new season. And then we just finished Criminal Minds, 15 seasons there. So that was a lengthy watch. So once this kind of wraps up with Yellowstone, once that's over, now that Criminal Minds over, we'll have to find a new show to watch. Cause we're not just going to watch regular TV in between one episode here and there. We will find a new show and we're not sure what that will be.
Isn't that the worst? Like whenever you finish a show, you're binge watching, it's like, well, now what do I do?
Yeah, it's absolutely the worst. I mean, just Criminal Minds was a given for months, it felt like. All we were going to watch, and you finish 15 seasons.
It's tough for me. Like, my wife always wants to watch TV with me, but, like, shows with me, but, like, she goes to bed at, like, 8, like, 9 o'clock, and I'm, like, I'm up for, like, 2 or 3 more hours, so she gets mad whenever I watch something without her. We're rewatching Lost right now. Strong show if you go back and watch it a couple years later.
Watched it, so that might be something we have to give a try.
It's good. And of course we need to go back and watch the last season of Yellowstone too, because new seasons are out. So you get recruiting talk and a little bit of entertainment talk here on Trail Tidbits with Matt Ray. I appreciate you guys as always for joining us. We'll be back on Wednesday right here at VolQuest.com, VolQuest on the YouTube channel. This is Trail Tidbits.